This month's Round Robin blog post is taken from Links, Rodeo Romance, Book 1 by Connie Vines, Old Medallion, Orange Rose, and Award of Excellence from the International Chapter of Romance Writers. This book is available in ebook and in print at all online publications or through Barnes & Noble. I never made that trip to Missoula yesterday for supplies, deciding instead to spend the remainder of the morning in bed. Afterwards, Lynx had told her stories about his family until they climbed back under the covers and snacked on warm leftovers for dinner. At first, Lynx's stories of his childhood had made her laugh. He'd been just as much of a hellraiser as a boy, evidently. As he spoke more and more about his family, Rachel's fears mounted and hung over her like a blanket of fog. Lynx had led a privileged life, and contrary to Rachel's understanding, his parents were not small-time Texas ranchers. A.J. and Elizabeth Maddox were founding members of community projects, pillars of the Lone Star State. A.J. Maddox lunched with congressmen at the local cattlemen's club, and Elizabeth Maddox arranged charity fashion shows. No matter how much Lynx tried to reassure her to the contrary, Rachel had a feeling Maddox men did not get involved with someone from her background. She hurried to the kitchen as if by the act of making breakfast she could cope with everything. Lynx cared about her, she reminded herself. She'd always been stronger when he was near. But did he love her? Of course he does, she whispered, trying to convince herself. Why else would he take her to Texas? Before Rachel could spoon the first ladle of pancake batter, Lynx was beside her, reaching for the coffee pot. I missed you, he said, kissing her on the temple. She wasn't going to ruin the morning by giving in to her fears, Rachel promised herself. Everything will work out to the best. It had to. Morning, she said, handing him the mug. He poured his coffee. Is something wrong, he asked. No, of course not. Rachel spooned four rounded puddles of batter onto the griddle. How many pancakes would you like? She could feel him watching her as he sipped his coffee. Three. Then we need to get busy. Neither one of us finished packing. But then that was my fault. I had other things on my mind. At his reference to packing, the spatula slipped from the fingers, hitting the griddle. Pancake batter splattered under the wall. Rachel closed her eyes and beat back a panic attack. Oh, look what I've done. Lynx put his coffee down on the counter and reached for her. I'll clean up the mess. Sweetheart, what's wrong? No, I'll do it. Rachel put down the towel. I'll clean up the mess while you get dressed. Then we can pack. We'll go out to breakfast before we leave town. Lynx, I'd rather not. Let's just eat. Afterwards, we can do what needs to be done. She looked up at him. She saw the fire in his eyes. He ran his hand softly down her arm and grasped her hand. She felt beautiful and cherished and desired. He might never say the words, but the first time in her life, she felt loved. I've never seen you act so jumpy, Rachel. Meeting my family is nothing to be afraid of. Rachel forced her thoughts to the concern she heard in Rachel's and Lynx's voice, and not to their visit to Texas. I'm a little nervous. You're right. But that's all right. Drink your coffee, Lynx. Give me a few minutes, I'll be fine. He brushed his hand across her waist. I called the ranch last night after you fell asleep. Mom's got big plans for your visit, sweetheart. Everyone's coming over for a Texas barbecue after the Lubbock Rodeo. There was an undercurrent of Rachel's. There was an undercurrent of Lynx's statement that made Rachel feel like a branding iron was placed on her body. You told your mother about Carson, didn't you? Lynx frowned at her. Of course I did. Dad had already made the connection. Rachel wrapped her arms around herself to still the trembling and stepped away from Lynx. Betrayal vibrated through Rachel's body and her voice shook with anger. How could you? How could you tell them without even asking if it was okay? What else do they know, she demanded. That this is important to me, that you're beautiful and sassy, and a bitter, sour note left Rachel's throat. She felt lightheaded and angry, angrier than she'd ever been in her life. So everyone's putting on a good show for the poor unwanted rodeo orphan. Is that it, Lynx? If you're really lucky, one of your father's friends will tell you about Carson's drinking binges. Should we talk about that at the barbecue, too? Or how about the time Lauren left me wandering the streets of Lordsburg, New Mexico, and Child Protective Service had to pick me up? How would that be for a mealtime conversation? Before Lynx could answer, Rachel had turned on her heel and headed for the bedroom. As she rounded the corner, Rachel heard Lynx mutter a colorful oath and smelled the smoky stench of burning pancakes. A rush of running water and the grinding sound of a garbage disposal gave Rachel a clue as to Link's state of mind before he entered the bedroom. He stood unmoving in the doorway, his posture rigid, his face without expression as he watched her. Rachel felt her flesh turn to stone.